Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Cabbage,
yes, sir.
What is the most important thing you've learned on the road since you saw us last?
Since I saw you guys last? Don't take all the money at the end of the night for yourself. Make sure you split it evenly amongst all the bands.
And don't leave your bass.
Never leave your bass at the venue.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'll let him explain.
In Houston?
This got so real so fast.
See, this is what happens when you put us in charge of the thing.
Right.
It was in Houston, yes.
Yeah.
Good memory.
I mean, the showdown was in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. I guess we can't really talk about the
yeah. whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's true. Don't take all the money for yourself. That's dumb.
Right. That's dumb.
You're on tour, split it with everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because in all seriousness, we did a tough tour together and... Mm.
16 years ago.
It was our first tour in this band, in Made It Parade. It was our first tour ever. Yeah. Do you remember where that tour started? Do you remember where the first show was?
Ooh, wow.
I remember the last show was in Atlanta, right? The last show was at the Masquerade.
The last show was at the Masquerade.
Swayze's
right.
or something.
And, oh, it was Swayze's.
Oh, it's Swayze's in Marietta.
So it basically started in
Marietta. That's right.
Atlanta.
Wow.
What a cool place that was. Remember
that was a cool spot,
they were
yeah.
such nice people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow.
Swayze's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back.
Yeah. Let's do that same tour, part two, 16
Actually,
years later.
I was just outside. Caraba was like, oh, those are good guys. We should play some shows together.
Yeah.
He said, hey. Not me.
Hey, so, there you go.
Yeah.
You were like,
Swayze's. No, tell his agent to get on the phone.
Swayze's. Yeah, we're locked
yeah,
in.
Let's go back to Swayze's. Yeah.
Only Swayze's.
One night only.
You and Chris did something together recently, right? Oh, did I see a video of you guys on stage doing Dirtbag together?
That's actually from back when we toured together. So he, shortly after we got off the road with you, I got a call from one of his people. who called somebody else and got on the phone with me. And it was like, get in the car and go down to the show right now. And we played Dirtbag together. So
that's awesome.
That was spontaneous.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
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 We actually have that song in our repertoire.
Do you really?
We do.
We played Dirtbag?
We never played it live, but we rehearsed it. And we had a handful of songs that we were like just rehearsing to potentially cover one day.
We were going to do it today, but we thought it was poor taste.
Actually, that would have been perfect.
Yeah. It would have blown my mind completely.
Yeah, you're going to like this one.
We're not that band. If you know how to play it, go. Like, you know, show us how it goes.
Exactly. But it was super fun to play. I mean, I just, you know, rehearsing it, but it was like, it's a fun song to play.
Watch out. We're going
to
pull it out one day.
Dude, you know what?
Please
I'm ready.
Please do.
Lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, what a good song, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I listen to that song still all the time.
Yeah. When we're in rehearsal, we like routinely sing your songs to each other out of context. Like, I'll just be like, I could call you baby doll. Like, this, it's with us in a way that's just not... It's just not going away.
Well, it's that thing when you tour together for like 12 weeks or whatever it was. It's just you're never going to undo those connect. Like, it's just there forever.
Yeah, right. That was a long tour.
It was very long.
That's because you had to sit in the venue. Because if you stayed in the band, you were going to lose your mind.
There was nowhere else to go. We were just like forced to watch each other set every night.
We talked about this, Alex. You had a pair of jeans.
Probably my only pair of jeans that I had.
One pair of jeans that you wore for...
Probably for 2 years.
It was the first thing you said when you walked in. You still have those jeans?
They're probably my girlfriend's, too.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a simpler time.
Yeah, it was. It was a simpler, dirtier time. We learned things from these guys about the hustle that we couldn't have imagined existed. Like, the way you guys approach touring was so make or break.
Yeah.
And it's still the baseline of inspiration for like not letting anything get to you and just continuing to the next show with like the best thing you can do. and thank you.
I said it right away when I saw you guys. Truly, have never seen a band work harder on the tour, on the road than I saw you guys do. And then all your success, I was like not even remotely surprised because you guys work so, so hard.
Yeah, we're so tired.
I believe it. You have to be.
Yeah, that's very kind. We were so green on that tour, and we learned so much from you guys. And you guys were so welcoming and sweet to us. And it was incredible. One thing I was going to say, one thing that I hate so much, you had a video camera on that tour, and we had so much great footage from that tour. And then you lost it at some point.
Yeah, I lost.
But it just. It kills me that we don't have any of that footage.
Someone has the camera.
You think somebody has those tapes?
Yeah, I caught that, and it was a glass house.
Yeah, it was at the glass house in Pomona.
Oh, wow.
Someone took it, and so they have the footage. It's there. It's just like in the back of their closet.
We're going to have to wait for the Peter Jackson restoration someday.
The lost tapes.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we don't want that to come out.
I say maybe we're going to really regret unearthing that footage.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had some recordings of those shows that got erased as
we
well.
We did, yeah. We also had some recordings that are gone. And I like probably somewhere some cell phone footage. But of course, at that point, it was like 3 pixels. Like, can't even see a face.
Flip phone.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a question for you, actually.
Yeah, sure.
So at that time period, a lot of the shows you were a lot of the shows you were playing on the floor. You guys still
all of them, right?
No, we haven't done that since. We did it with Branston the same year.
Well, they were on the top of that tour before they dropped off.
That's right.
Yeah.
You guys blew up. Right? And then, wait a minute.
No.
No, I'm thinking I've got it in reverse. So Branston left and then you guys blew up after the tour. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what it
happened. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So wait a minute. So I thought that, okay. So we did the floor shows because we knew that there was like 3 or 4 drum kits and we were like, let's be out of the way. Let's see if we can do something different that's out of the way. So we brought our own little PA and we set it up on the floor and we had everybody kind of sit and stand around us. All the audience when we played so that we were in the audience for the shows.
Right.
But I think that kept us from being like late and, you know, in each other's way and all this like other stuff. So it was just like an adaptation for that tour that we never did again.
We never did it again. I think back on it so fondly, but that was, it was cool. We always play in that semicircle formation. And then the idea was like, well, why don't we make it a full circle and just let people exist around us. And not surprisingly, some venues really did not like that for security purposes. Some places really pushed back. And I think that was probably part of why we stopped because there was enough arguments. We were like, why are we even having this battle with these people? So, But it was really fun when it worked. It really worked.
Yeah. When there were nights where the club was down with it and that's when it was really fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also want to say thank you for those blue road cases that you sold us. They were fantastic.
We still have them.
See, Matthew, I get in so much trouble for holding on to road cases for decades, and I get yelled at because why don't you get some new ones? Because they're expensive, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you guys bought the first set. Now that was our first set of color coordinated with our album road cases that we had from 2000, from the summer of 2000, we had those made. And we toured with Eve 6 with those, and we toured Australia for the first time with those. And everywhere we had like a single, like blow up, we went with those road cases. And then 6 years later, you bought them from us.
And beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Repaired many times.
Yeah. Are they still blue?
I mean, it's a
very
off,
blue.
Off blue.
Off blue.
Kind of faded.
Exactly.
Kind of faded.
Yeah.
16 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I still have cans of blue spray paint from when there's like a hole got punched in it. You had to like patch it up, you know? But
One thing I remember, I think it was your home, was it a Long Island, was it Amityville?
Yeah, that's the exit.
We got a pizza from the venue. And we were so just like poor and like struggling back then that when we divvied up the pizza, there was one slice left and none of us could accept one person getting that last slice. So we cut that slice into six different little slivers.
And you fed it to Alex's jeans?
We fed it to Alex's jeans.
They were sentient, and they were hungry.
They came alive that night and ate pizza.
Oh, gosh.
So you did actually, like, we're going to split this one piece of pizza.
We cut into six little slivers, and so then nobody, because we were all just, like, hungry and broken.
See, you hear that, kid?
Yeah. That's how you survive.
That's how you treat each other.
That's it. Like, that's the way.
$5 a day thing?
I don't know.
It had to have been still at that point.
I think, yeah, we were living off $5 a day. And
that was the only way we survived. Dollar menu.
Allow each of us to have from the band account each day for food. It's $5. You make it last the whole day.
Yeah.
And Walmart bread.
Walmart bread.
McDonald's dollar menu.
Yeah.
A lot of dollar menu.
Yeah. Wow. Let's do it again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.